What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 36 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. Welcome to Wayne's World. So a couple weeks ago, I was contacted out of the blue, actually, on the Tucson Pinball Facebook page by a local reporter who's doing a story. And so we chatted over the phone, and a couple weeks later, a story came out. And so that kind of got me thinking, you know, I was surprised by that. But you know what? I'm not the only one that's ever been surprised by a little bit of media attention in Tucson. So I thought I would talk about that a little bit. So the first time that happened, I had put together a list of contacts for media folks in the Tucson area, and I sent out a blast about, hey, we're having this the city championship coming up soon, and if anybody wants to check it out, we'd be happy to have you. And here's some of the information, and here's a picture of the cool prize and then the logo for the shirt, and you know, just trying to show a little bit more than just a wall of text and see what happens, you know. So shortly after that, I was contacted by a few folks, some of them just to kind of get cursory information, and then others with a little bit more interest. And then one day I got an email from Bud Foster, and if you're in the Tucson area, you know who Bud Foster is. He is a journalist from KOLD 13, and he's been active in the community for a very long time. And he's kind of a comforting face to see on TV, and he's a familiar face to see on TV. And so I was kind of surprised when I just get an email out of the blue from Bud, and he wanted to know a little bit more information, and we chatted a little bit. And he said, well, do you have anything prior to that so that we could kind of do like a teaser, you know, to the leading up to the event? And I said, yeah, actually, we have a scheduled Thursday night tournament, and it's probably going to be most of familiar faces anyways that we're going to be participating in the city championship. Most of those players will be at the Thursday night thing. So he comes out, and he brings a videographer by the name of Paul Durant, and they hung out for about 2 hours, and they interviewed me and Derek and a couple other players. I interviewed Stephanie, and I talked to him a little bit later, and he said, well, this should run because this is a Thursday night. The event is on a Saturday, and he's like, this is probably going to run at 6 o'clock on Friday. So I kind of wait for that confirmation email because he's like, I'm not 100% sure. You know, let me kind of do some editing, and I'll put the story together, and then I'll let you know. So he sends me out an email. He's like, hey, Wayne, this is going to go on Friday, 6 o'clock. And, you know, it's it turned out really nicely. And I think I agree with that. Paul, so first off, I wasn't able to. So they posted. Okay, I'm trying to remember exactly how it went down, because the day of, I had let a couple of the people know what the date that it was going to drop on. So they were kind of keeping an eye out for it. And then it did drop. And then so I went, and they had a webpage first for the text version of the story, which actually had a little bit of history on pinball and everything, which was kind of cool. And also accurate, which is also fun to see. So yeah, so we went there, and at the very top, it just had kind of a placeholder image. There was no story quite yet. And then, due to the fact that we have a couple people refreshing this throughout the day, we kind of hit it fairly often. They probably had quite a few hits on that if they were actually counting refreshes as unique hits. They probably got bombarded by like seven of us. So one of the group messages lights up, and it's like, hey, the video's on. So we all got to check it out a little bit before the actual story time went. And so a little bit later in the day, I had spread the message out to my family and in-laws and everything. And so my mother-in-law sends me a text at like, I don't know, 6:08 or whatever. And she's like, you're a star. And I was like, oh, that's funny. You know, it's like, hey, I'm on TV, and I don't know, that's just kind of weird. But anyways, so the funny thing about that is, the surprise thing about that was that I didn't tell anybody, hey, we have Bud Foster and a news crew basically coming out to our tournament. Y'all better show up, right? So I just sent a message out to the regulars, and it was like, hey, if you guys can make it, I'd highly encourage it. You know, not wanting to give too much away, even though people were asking, well, what's going on? You got a new game showing up? No. No. But, you know, so everybody had a good time, and that was a lot of fun. You know, it was kind of interesting because there's certain etiquette things that you attempt to hold true to, you know, during a pinball tournament. You know, you're typically not talking to your opponent, even though at our events, you know, it's a small enough group normally, and we're familiar enough that, like, if we're having a conversation, like, one player will step up to the game, and if they keep talking, then that's kind of like an open indicator to say, okay, we can have a conversation. This is fairly relaxed. But like the videographer, like, he was like, the light was on, and because he's trying to get good lighting and everything, and he's like shooting the camera down the row of games, and so, like, if we're three or four games in, like, he's leaning over way far onto the first one, trying to get a good angle of both the game and the player. And it's like, you know, you guys just deal with it. You'll be on TV. Just deal with it, right? So that was, but it was a lot of fun. Like, everybody, after they left about 8 o'clock or so, I think they were there from about 6 to 8. And we finished up around 9 or so. And everybody was kind of like, you know, they had goofy grins on their face. Everybody had a good time, I think. So that was kind of fun. So yeah, and that was the day before the city championship. And then on, I'm trying to remember if it was on Friday as well, I got an email from a journalist, also with KLD13, by the name of Heather Jansen. And she came out with a videographer early on into that Saturday, into the city championship day, and was going to kind of film, you know, the group and just kind of like, us kind of collectively getting ready for the event and maybe a little bit of the event. And the unfortunate thing is I've never seen a second version of the video that was produced from that trip. I haven't found it available online at all. So I really wish I could find that, because I'll tell you why. So Heather comes out, and I also don't remember the name of the videographer. I was able to find Paul's name because he posted that video of us on YouTube, which was kind of cool. So now I have that to link, and I'll put that in the show notes. I'm going to try to do that and not screw it up. So visit number two was Saturday morning, and Heather interviewed Derek again, and I think he actually made it on TV this time. Poor Derek got snuffed. Like, you could see the back of him the first time on, like, every shot. And he provided some good one-liners. That was him saying, "I got robbed." And so we kind of give him a little bit of a hard time about that every now and then, because it's a recurring thing that he likes to reference. But anyways, it's all in good fun. So they took some video of just kind of some dramatic video flyovers or whatever of, like, the trophy, which is this 12-inch silver ball on top of the shirt with the logo and kind of like this cool little landscaped, you know, proposed whatever. I don't know. I'm not a dramatic video photographer type person. But like, he was taking it from different angles and kind of like swaying it around. And on the news story, you could tell why they were doing that. So they could kind of use that as cut footage in between different interviews and whatnot. So they were there for, I don't know, I want to say 30, 45 minutes. They were very pleasant, very, you know, she was asking lots of cool questions it was fun. You know, it's kind of fun to get a little bit of attention for your hobby and everything. And, so she said, "Well, what time do you think this will all be done?" And I think we started at, like, I don't know, 12 ish. And, so I said, "Oh, I don't know, like 3:30 or so, maybe 4 o'clock. She's like, "Okay, cool. 'Cause if I can have, if you send me like a picture of the winner with the trophy and whatever at the end, then I can put that into the news story." So anyways, we're playing the event, and we're kind of progressing. And keep in mind, this is a 12-player. I'm trying to describe the best way to – or trying to think of the best way to describe this, because I'm so terrible at describing this format. It's 12 players. It's four-player, four-game banks, and the top four get a bye. So it takes – you know, after the first round, the top four players will join the groupings. And then we'll just keep going till the final four. The final point standings is the way everything finishes, and then we're all done. And it was a lot of fun. The end result was, people were like, "That was really cool. That was a lot of fun. Like, yes, we know everybody. We're very familiar with everybody. But that was, like, that was a lot of fun, because it was different. You know, it was unique, and there was a pretty cool prize package available. And, you know, so it was a good event. You know, feedback on that was very positive, and that makes me happy about that, because that means players are enjoying the formats that I present to them, which is what I try to do. So anyways, we're there, and I can't remember exactly what time she told me the deadline was, but we had blown way past that. Hey, welcome to pinball tournaments, right? And so we're standing around, and we had just finished, I think, the first game of the final round, so 1 of 4. And we have the TVs. There's 2 TVs at the location, and one of them is on something, and one of them, I think, was probably on a football game, and that was over for the day. And so this is like early afternoon, whatever. And so now they don't have I think that's CBS, and they don't typically have like a night game. And so that just kind of turned into like infomercials until the news was on. So the news comes on, and everything's muted, and we can't find a remote fast enough. And so we see ourselves, and it's like, oh, we're still playing the finals. There's no way, you know, do they know who wins? You know, news at 6, right? So anyways, it was kind of funny. And Heather had actually gone from our location to another event that was going on that day. There was a big, kind of like you do 5K, 10K fun runs type stuff for fundraisers. Well, there was a cycling event of a similar nature. I think it was a 10K cycle, and it was a fundraising event. But she was there as well. And so that was the opening story of the night. And then she said, well, and then earlier in the day, we had gone out to the Tucson Pinball City Championships, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, they had this really cool and really nicely edited video of us. And I was just like, oh, shoot. So I sent her a message. I was like, I'm really sorry. We ran way later than we expected to. So she's like, oh, you know, that's okay. We had a lot of good footage, and, you know, everything turned out great. But none of us could hear anything. And so there's Derek's, you know, looking at the TV, and he's like, I'm getting interviewed. I know what I'm saying, but nobody can hear it. And it's just like, oh man, you know, but that was, I don't know. That was probably like a minute or 2 minute segment, on that one. And then the Butt Foster video, I think that was about 3-ish minutes, 3.5, something like that. So that was a lot of fun. I actually didn't even know Heather was going to come, you know, to that morning of, because that was kind of it was up in the air. Nothing was set in stone, but Bud was going to try to get somebody to follow up if he wasn't able to do that. So then there was a third event. And so that was a third surprise, let's say. And that one was on Nobody But Me. And so like I said, I was reached out to by a reporter from the Arizona Daily Star named Maritza Cruz. And she said, hey, I'm doing a story on podcasts that are based out of Tucson, and would you like to talk about your Tucson Pinball podcast? And I said, absolutely. That sounds like fun. So so we chatted about 10, 15 minutes on the phone. A couple days later, we were trying to make sure schedules would kind of jive together, and got that all coordinated. And so then we talked for about 10, 15 minutes. And it was a lot of fun. Some of the questions I had probably anticipated, and then others I was just like, ooh, that's a good question. I have to think about that one for a second, you know. And so we chatted a little bit, and she said, well, you're one of the few podcasts that actually has like an event or a gathering tied to it. When's your next one? Because if it's soon enough, I can try to get a photographer out to take some pictures for the story as well. So sure enough, I said, and I think this was probably maybe a Monday, and I said, well, our next one coming up is Thursday, and yeah, we'll be at, I gave her the location for the rink, and we'll be there from 6 to 9 at least, and yeah, come on out and, you know, take some pictures, and that'll be fun. And I didn't tell anybody again. and when I get there, it's me, and Kelly had been out there, Kelly Presnell, the photographer, and he showed up like maybe 5 minutes before 6, and I had just gotten there. I was running a little behind for the day, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late, and like the news is going to be there and whatever. So so I get there, and Kelly, you know, he kind of stands out because he's not a face that I'm familiar with, and Thursday nights are hockey league nights, and it's like, I know everybody at the rink. But here comes this guy, and he's got like a camera on his hip and like this utility belt with all these little pouches and stuff, and it's like, I'm willing to bet I should talk to this person. So I introduced myself, and we chat a little bit and kind of give him a little once over on to how the event's going to run, just to give him a little background on stuff. And he was taking notes as well. So I was I was assuming that was going to be for captioning or whatever, but you never know. Maybe he was going to talk with Maritza just to kind of go through some of the details a little bit. But anyways, he was there for 2 hours, and he was very polite, very nice, very, you know, he wasn't just sitting there like, oh, pinball sucks, this is so boring, you know. But he was fun, and he was, you know, he's like, I play from time to time, and, you know, I'm not a total stranger to this and everything. So I don't know that he had a good time, but we all enjoyed his presence, and he was a fun guy. So anyways, that was really cool. So then a couple days go by, and I get a message, and she said, I don't think it's going to come out on September 20th, because that was the original thing. She's like, it's looking more and more like October 4th. And so I was like, okay, that's cool. And then a couple days more go by, and she's like, yep, for sure, it's coming out on the 4th. And so on Thursday, October 4th, I get a message from my mom, and she's like, hey, one of our friends just read the article on you. I was like, oh, shoot, I forgot what day it was. and then my wife's mom sent me a text. She's like, hey, I just saw the article. I was like, oh, that's cool. And, you know, so that was kind of fun. And so I needed some stuff on the way into work, and so I stopped at Safeway, and I bought 5 copies of the newspaper just because. And so I'll you know, I brought that to the event that night, and so everybody got a chance to take a look at that, who was there and everything. So that was a lot of fun. But I'm going to try to preserve at least one and frame it, not because I have a massive ego or anything, but because I think that's kind of cool. And, you know, I don't know. It's fun. So anyway, so kind of we're going to stay on the topic of surprises, but I want to talk about a little bit more of a pinball subject surprise. And that's the fact that so Chicago Gaming is coming out with Monster Bash. It took them an eternity to confirm it, but they were giving us information as the kind of the behind the scenes production development was going on. Not necessarily production, but all the things that people have no idea about that goes into manufacturing, that goes into like the production planning phases of that. I've worked as a manufacturing engineer. There's a lot more that people. There's a lot more that goes into developing and building a product than people think. And I was just doing one-offs in test equipment. This was not even, like, production stuff. So anyway, so Chicago Gaming said one day, hey, we have UL certification, which is Underwriter Laboratories, which is kind of like it's testing and then not really like insurance, but it is some sort of assurance that, hey, this thing won't catch on fire in a regular setting, you know? So, and if you look on any electronic device you have, there's a sticker, and oftentimes it's a little shiny sticker, and it either says, like, CE or UL, or there's more than one, like, testing house that will go through and test electrical products. So, anyways, they said, hey, we have our UL approvals, and, you know, on to the next step. And when you give people information, that's a tool. And so somebody went on the UL webpage, and they found Chicago Gaming's listing, and sure enough, like model number 3 was Monster Bash and Monster Bash Premium and Monster Bash LE or whatever the different levels they use. I'm so used to Stern that that's kind of just, you know, it's not a photocopier, it's a Xerox. And so like Pro Premium LE, like it's not a Stern thing, it's just the way it is, right? So anyways, and so that kind of got me thinking about, you know, how does Stern do that? Because if Chicago Gaming has been slightly scrutinized as far as, oh, what's the next title? Like, Stern is always under the microscope, right? So what I want to know is, how does Stern avoid getting found out about, oh, what's the next title? Oh, well, it's Deadpool. Oh, it's Iron Maiden, you know? There's people that are in the know, and people tend to talk a little bit, but you never get any, like, hard documentation on this is, in fact, the next thing, right? And so, you know, what I always kind of found really cool and fascinating and almost a necessity, well, not almost, it is a necessity, is Stern uses code names when they're developing games, because they'll have like wiring looms out on the production line to do test runs, right? And so, but you can't have a tour going through and people taking pictures and video, and then, you know, people are on Pinside analyzing frame by frame, oh, what's in that frame? You know, oh, the dark room of development, like somebody left the door open, and oh my God, the next one is, you know, My Little Ponies or whatever, you know? There's Steve Ritchie. Oh, he's playing a stop and go game. His next game, stop and go. You know, he's breaking his rules. Whatever. You know, all these different scenarios. But So I want to know how Stern avoids this. But I also, Ghostbusters is the last codenamed machine that I know the actual codename for. And that was for Harold. That was Harold Ramis, the actor that played Egon. And I can't remember what the ones prior to that were, but I do remember like that would come up. Like people would post pictures of, oh, here's the wiring loom, and oh, look, it's Harold Pro, which is obviously Ghostbusters Pro now in hindsight, right? But that would give people tons of entertainment trying to figure out what it was, right? And whether they were right or not, that was almost irrelevant. And then some people would kind of be like, oh, yeah, that's got to be it. That's such a strong guess. Like, that's it. But that's, you know, that's like playing charades in your living room. That's not sitting there on the UL webpage going, game number 3, Monster Bash. You know, like, there's no fun in that. So, anyway, so the codename thing, the UL thing, like, it kind of comes down to one question. Do you actually want to know what's coming out, or do you want to be surprised? You know, me personally, like, I don't want to know. I want it to be like, and Stern has done a way better job recently on their game announcements too, because their old, you know, cycle of announcements was just terrible. You know, like, hey, here's some low res picks and whatever. And then they would do, like, with the Stern Pro Circuit, they did the Iron Maiden teaser, and it's like, oh, and then everybody got to sit and chew on that for a day and go crazy. And then the next day they drop, like, I don't even remember if they dropped pictures or if they did a little gameplay video or whatever it was. But all of a sudden it's like, there it is. You know, we had to sit there with our fingers crossed and like, you know, grinning for a day. And then there it was, right? And on the flip side of this, and I don't begrudge Chicago Gaming at all for this, because do they even need to come out with Monster Bash right now? Are they still selling Medievals and Attack from Mars remakes, you know, well enough that they don't really need to? You know, but it's like Monster Bash, it's kind of like, okay, we've known for a while. You know, like Jersey Jack has been dealing with us since the beginning, but nobody's known for certain what Jersey Jack was coming out with. Now everybody thinks games, what, 4 and 5, or take a flip, you know, toss a coin, whichever one it's going to be first, but it's Willy Wonka and Toy Story. Like, everybody's convinced of that, but are they on the UL webpage? You know? Or do they have, like, is it, like, Jersey John's, I don't know, pizza pies, and they get UL listings for, you know, stuff. It's like, do these companies have like shell companies to do their UL listing, or can you do it an anonymous option? You know, now it's like, oh, this is kind of fun, but I don't really want to know, you know? So anyway, so that's the question I'm posing to you. Do you want to know what the game is, you know, 2 weeks out, 2 months out, 6 months out, 2 years out, you know, whatever. Like, do you want to know what's coming, or do you want to just be like, boom, it's in front of you, and you're like, oh, this is awesome. So that's it, my question. I'd rather not. If you do, good for you. If you don't, good for you. You know, as long as you like playing pinball, and that's really all there is in this hobby, right? So till next time, party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
And we're clear.